Okay, today is Daf Ayin Vav in Balabasa. I just said it's a big, very sodistic Daf, talking about all the differences between Kinyan Mesicha, Kinyan Mesicha, Kinyan Mesira. And as the rabbi mentioned this year last night, today is the Yortzeit of Nachum Berkovitz, the Shomer should have an Aliyah. I'm particularly fond of Nachum Berkovitz, so I just wanted to mention that today is his Yortzeit, and we will be saying Tachanun. Okay, so the Gemara had machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about how you do Meshicha. Meshicha is drawing the item. There are different ways of doing Meshicha. You can do a Meshicha where you can hit the animal and it walks forward, or you can call the animal, goes to you. There's another way of doing Meshicha on the item. It's to actually pull the item. So the Gemara is asked, how was Meshicha? So one was a korel of a hiba, or you hit it. Another way was that if you pull it. So, right, so the Gemara, where was the machlokas? So Shmuel said you have to pull the whole thing. The animal has to move from that its back legs are now where the front legs were. It has to move one length of the animal to be pulled. Rav said as long as it moved the first two the front legs that started walking, that's enough for the Meshicha. So the Gemara is now going to try to say that maybe the machlokas in Rav and Shmuel is a machlokas tanoim. So lema kahatim ay, right? That's where we're up to in the bottom. Lema on ayahayah beis. Lema kahatim ay. Maybe we'll say that the machlokas in Rav and Shmuel is this machlokas of the following tanoim. The sanya, because we have a brisa. It says as follows: Svina niknes b'meshicha. A svina, meaning a boat, okay, a big ship, niknes b'meshicha, can be purchased through a kinyan meshicha by pulling it. Right? It's not. At first, that was crazy. The svina's in the water. You can pull it with a rope. You pull the svina. It's not outrageous. Svina nicknames of Meshicha. Rabbi Nassan says no. Svina, a svina, and osios. What are osios? Osios is starchov. You know, he's selling promissory notes. So, you know, I have an IOU that you owe me money. I need cash up front. So for a discount, I sell to somebody else to collect it. So I can sell the starchov. He says svinos and osios are niknos b'meshicha u'bishtar. Meshicha is not enough, right? You also need a star. Right, Rashbam writes top Rashbam uvistar im kasev lo star mechira al staros halalu. Like you have to write a star mechira on these staros. Get the amalek haman kani lach uhu bekol shibuda. You write in it that this will be kona and all your kona this and all the shibudim in the star. Aval be mesira below star, but mesira without a star lo kani el letzura pitzli chaso kudukle haman. You only purchase the star not for the shibud in the star, but only to make it like a bottle stuffer on top, but to cover it. So he says that you need to have Meshicha and the star. So before we try to figure out how this works into the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, we have to actually explain the Brisa. So that's what the Gemara is going to do now, and try to explain the Brisa. And via explaining the Brisa, we get a lot of interesting ideas come up about the kinyanim of Meshicha and of Mesira. So now the Gemara asks, before we explain the machlokas, says, Osios mandikar shmayu. Who mentioned osios, right? The Tanakh Kama says that a svina is nicknamed Meshicha. Rav Nassim Kama says a svina and staros are by Meshicha and star. Where did he come up with who's talking about osios that he brings in staros? So osios mandikar shmei. So the Gemara says no, chesuri mechzera. There's a lacuna in the text. There's something mixing in the brisa, and this is how you're supposed to read it. Chisuri maxra b'hachi katani, and this is how the brisa is read. So, Tanakh Kama says svina nicknames for meshicha. A svina is purchased via meshicha. The osios and staros are purchased via mesira. Yeah, mesira means you have to. It's a major machlokas how mesira works, but you'll say mesira would work that you it's handed over to you. Machlokas whether he actually the owner has to actually hand it over to me. Is it mesir miyad liyad, or do I have to? Can I just take it? You know, pick it up. Yeah, I'm not drawing it to me. I'm just picking it up. Or does it have to be mesir miyad liyad? Or does it have to? Does he have to tell you to pick it up? That's a machlokas on how a mesir works. But chesuri maxer hakid tani svina nicknames meshicha, but also it's been mesira, meaning dapka be mesira. You don't need. It's not being nicknamed b'shtar or b'meshicha. Comes Rabbi Nosson and says no. Svina and osios are both niknos to meshicha u'mishtar. He disagrees. Not only is a svina b'meshicha that has to be with shtar, and not only is osios not b'mesira and it's a meshicha, but also has to be with a shtar. So few questions to start with. Number one, all the Rishonim ask, and I say all the it's Tosfos, the Ramban, the Yonah, the Rashba, the Ran, they all ask the following question. Why are you saying that, how are you saying that it's, that Osios are either with Mesira or either with Mashiach, either Shita? It can't be. There are three types of Kinyonim that really work when it comes to Metatlin. We have Mesira, Mashiach, and Hagbah. Hagbah is lifting it up. And there's a Gemara that we on Daf Pei Vav, Gemara says that Dvarim Kalim Shadarkim BeHagbah Niknim Rak BeHagbah. Light items or easy items are only nicknamed by Hakbah, by lifting him up. So why is the Gemara saying, oh, Chasturim Mechakotani, maybe Osios or Mesira, maybe Osios or Mashiach? We're talking about a piece of paper, a star. Why are these two methods valid? It should be Hakbah. If something light, you pick it up. It should be Hakbah, right? And they ask another question. Mesira, we're going to see, some ask, Mesira is only coined by a Sfina, by a boat, or by Behemoth Gasa. Seems to be, according to this, and this is how most Rishonim learn against Rabbi Natan, but Mesira is like a lower level Mashiach, and they only were attacking Mesira in certain instances where Mashiach is not it's not practical, like to do Mashiach on a ship, to pull, I mean, and you have the QE2, you know, you got to pull it, so you know, Mesira, you most serve like the reins of it to the other party, that's what you do Mesira, or Behemoth Gasa, it's hard to pull. Or these big, some Rishonim say, all big items, and it's just not practical to do Mashiach. That's when you do Mesira. So how is it here, right, that you have a star? What is a star doing how is Mesira working by a star? Just do Mesira. Either it's Hagbah, or if you get rid of the Hagbah question, you have the problem that it should be done by Mesira, not by Mesira. So the Rashash points out that from the Rashbam, we can answer. The Rashbam has a Yisodistic idea. He says that, and I don't really understand how this, you know, how it works. I understand the words, I don't understand how it works. He says that Mashiach is not koneh b'ashtar because it's not gufo mamon. What Mashiach is being koneh is the actual piece of paper. It's not the guf, not the gufo mamon.
It's only representative
value. So why would
Mashiach?
Okay, what does that mean? What's the lumdus behind that? I don't understand.
What?
So he says that Mashiach is only can't be called a star because it's not gufo mamon, because the Mashiach is only the piece of paper. Therefore, you need Mesira. You need Mesira to pass it over. So I was trying to figure out what is Mesira? Is Mesira, if Mesira is just like Mashiach light, I don't understand this. Because, okay, if Mashiach doesn't work, then Mesira shouldn't work. But maybe Mesira is not just Mashiach light. Maybe Mesira is a new type of kinyan that they were attacking. And that new type of kinyan works by a star. It doesn't work by something else. So that's why you need Mesira. And that also says why you can't do Hagbah here. Because just like Mashiach is not koneh, because Mashiach is only on the paper, it's not on the star, so too Hagbah is only on the paper. You're only lifting up the paper. I said, but you're also only being most of the paper. You're buying a star. You're buying a star chov. That's Osios Niknos B'Mesira. You're buying a star chov. It says, you owe me $1,000. I don't have the time to wait. I sell it to Mati now. I'm selling the star for $500. Get the cash up front, and now he's the Baal Chov. Now you owe him. That's what we're talking about. So do you need another? Write another star to affect that kinyan. So first we say, so that can't be Mesira. It can't be Mashiach. It can't be Hagbah because those are only kinyanim on the actual piece of paper, not on the raya. See, according to Rabbeinu Tam, most Rishonim say, and we'll see it in the Tosfos, most Rishonim say that Mashiach is a better kinyan than Mesira. Mesira is a kinyan garua. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Mesira is a better kinyan. No, I understand. If Mesira is a better kinyan, then maybe you can say it's a better kinyan because it actually is a kinyan on the reflective value. I just don't understand what the difference is, why Mashiach and Hagbah are on the piece of paper, but Mesira is not on the piece of paper. So maybe because Mesira is a symbolic transfer of complete ownership, giving to you everything that's in here. As opposed to Mashiach and Hagbah, where you're just pulling into your... I don't understand what the Rashbam, how the Rashbam says. That's the Rashbam. Tosfos has a different understanding. Tosfos, you have to pull it out from the Tosfos of Rebbe and the Tosfos of E. But Tosfos pulls out that Mesira by itself is not going to be koneh when it comes to Osios. Because it's not the Hagbah. You can pick it up, right? Because the Derech HaBashtar is the Hagbah. So, and if, he says, maybe it's really, you're selling a bulk sale of full staros, like you have a full sack full of staros, so maybe then you can do Mashiach, because you can pull it. And I'm saying, how heavy is a sack of staros? You can't do it on a piece of paper? I mean, you can. You know, Right, you see some of the document, the deals that people work on. The paper is heavy. But why? When he says that it's mesira, when he says that it's mesira, he's talking. He basically says there are two types of mesira. But I said before that some say mesira is only. He doesn't have to be miyad liyad. It doesn't have to. He just has to be that I take it. He says no. When it comes to osios, the mesira has to be miyad liyad, and then you have to do mashiach also. It's a different type of mesira. That's the tosos. The Ramban says that. It's just a Takanas Chachamim, because similar to the Rashbam, I think, because the whole point of the Shar Chov is the Raya, and you're not being Moshech or lifting up the Raya, you're just lifting up the piece of paper. So therefore, you can do Mesira. So the Takanas Chachamim would be that the only time it works is when the owner transfers the whole item to the hands of somebody else. That's how it works. I still have the same question on the Rashbam, is why does that work and not the other one work? Apparently, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Tosfos that says when it comes to osios, you do osios for mesira, and that even though typically you don't need miyad liyad, here you would need miyad liyad. Okay, so that's the case over there. So now the Gemara, going back, we still haven't figured out why this is a raya to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So now the Gemara says another question: shtar l'svina lamali. Why do I need a shtar to purchase a svina, to purchase a boat? It's metaltalin. A svina is metaltalin, right? And it's most metalklin are nikneb by Mashiach only. Why, according to Rav Nassan, do I need Mashiach and a shtar? So basically, there are two questions over here. The Rashba and the Ritva point out that there's two questions over here. Number one, metalklin are nikneb without shtar. What do I need a shtar here for? Number two, why would a shtar even work? A shtar doesn't work by metalklin, right? Star, but we already say that Karkolos is nicknamed the Kess of Star. It doesn't work by it. So those are the two questions that the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara says, no, that's, we have to reinterpret the Brisa again. El Alav Hachikatani. Must mean that this is what the Brisa says. Svina, a boat, nicknames be Meshicha. Tanakam says a boat is nicknames be Meshicha. And Osios over Mesira. And Osios do Mesira. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Svina be Meshicha. You're right, a Svina only needs Meshicha. I agree with you that a Svina needs Meshicha. But by Osios, I disagree. Mesira is not enough. I need Shtar as well. Mesira and the Shtar. See, adding the Shtar makes a little more sense to me. It kind of makes the Kinyan stronger. You have the Mesira and the Shtar. The question is, Machlokas, whether it has to be in that order. What order it has to be. So that's what he says, Mesira b'Shtar. So the Gemara says, wait, now it looks like, the Braisa looks like the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yossi agree by the Svina. It has to be Meshicha. The Gemara is bothered, it can't be. They're bringing it to Machlokas. He should have just said, why does he say Svina Meshicha, Osius Meshtar? He should have said, no, Osius Meshtar. What's he adding by saying Svina b'Meshicha? So, Svina b'Meshicha, Hainu Tanna Kamma. That's the same, that's what the Tanna Kamma says. So, Ella de Rabu Shmuel Iku Benaya. Must mean that the Cholek on the same Machlokas of Rabu Shmuel, major Machlokas have shown him how you work this out, who holds like whom, but based on the Rashbam says that according to Tanna Kamma, you would have to be Moshech the entire Svina, like Rav. You put Moshech the whole Svina. And, like Shmuel. That's like Shmuel, to be pulled the whole Svina. And Rabbi Nassim says, no, it's enough with Meshicha Kolshi. It's a little bit of Meshicha, just like Rav. So the Gemara says, no. And the other Rishonim says the other way around. But let's learn like the Rashbam. The Gemara says, no, there's no Hechri from the Brice to say that there's a Machlokshi in Rabbi Nassim and Rabbanan. He says, well, there's no Hechrech. The Kulei Alma, both Rav Nassan and Rabbanan, hold Ikar Rabbi Kishmuel. They can leave the whole like Rabbi Shmuel when it comes to the Mashiach. You have to pull the whole thing, or you just have to have it move it a little bit. But, Ubisvina Kulei Alma lo pligi, and ki pligi be Osios, and the whole Machlokas is by Osios. Aye, so why does Rav Nassan go and say, Svina's been Mashiach, the Tanakhama already said it. So this is how you explain the Braisa. Bahachika Amali Rav Nassan Tanakhama. This is what Rav Nassan said to them. Svina, when it comes to a Svina, vade modinalach. I'll agree with you. But when it comes to osios, iigur star in, ilolo. Only if there's a star, then I'll agree with you. If there's no star, then I disagree. Then I disagree with you. Okay, so there's no raya here for the machlokas, Rav Shmuel. And then the Gemara brings another machlokas that even Rebbe and a different set of chachamim are cholik when it comes to the star. We plucked at the high tanoi. They have the same machlokas the following tanoi. The sign we have a brisa that says, "Osios niknos b'mesira." Right? Osios m'shtaros or niknos b'mesira dibre Rebbe. So this Rebbe here is like the Tanna Kamma in our brisa. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim here are going to be like Rav Nosson, the Chachamim Omrim, Bein Kasa Velo Masar. Let's say you wrote a star, but you didn't do Masira. Or, Bein Masa Velo Kasa. Well, you did Masira, but you didn't write a star. Lo Kana. You weren't calling that the Osios. Atche Yichto V'Yimsor. Until you write the star, write a star Mecher on the Star Raya, right? V'Yimsor. And you have to do Masira. You have to do both. So you see that Machlokas about Osios is the Machlokas also, is the same Machlokas in this Brisa. The question though is though,
so in these cases, you have to give both of them?
Yeah.
Masira and you have to,
yeah, if I want to buy this promissory note that you hold over somebody else,
right,
it has to be Masira, and I have to write a star on it.
It's because Masira is a lower, that's the reason.
Maybe, I'm thinking, maybe.
So what other time do you have
two Kinyanim? What other time do you have two Kinyanim? I don't know. Question though is though, Tosos Bain says, why does it just say lo mas? It says lo Bain lo masar Bain masar lo kasav. Just say Nisira and Ksiva. What do you need to say this whole arichos in the lashon? So Tosos points out, the small Tosos Bain, it's the chaharich kolzed ilo habetani. If you just wrote ella atche yifto v'yimsor havamina vane mesira lechud lo mahani ella imkenish Ksiva ima avav Ksiva lechud sagi. He said for some reason he would have thought that Ksiva itself, maybe like you're saying, that Ksiva, since Masira is a low grade, if you did Masira, you need Ksiva. But if Ksiva by itself would work, you would, we would have thought one over the other. But there's a machlokas of what order it has to be. The Ritva points out that the Ritva asks our question: is why would you have thought that Ksiva one is good by itself? It says you need both. Why would you think one is good? Like Tosel says, you would have think that Ksiva by itself would have been okay. So he points out, no, the reason why he has the Arichos is to tell you that even there are certain times if you do Ksiva and Misira, it's not Kona if you didn't do it in the right order. You have to do it in the right order, which is you have to first do the Misira and then write the Shtar. If you didn't do it in that order, then it's no good. So it's coming here to show you the order. Okay. Star. Osios are stars.
Why is it stars?
Well, we just talked about that. Star is different. Star, we said, why do you need most other metalin? You can just do Mashiach or Ramsira. So we just do Mashiach. So we had the whole, we just talked about the Rashbam and Tosos and the Ramban as to what the difference is between those. Rashbam said because they say that because by the star you're only buying it's only the paper. For some reason, Masira is symbolic enough to include the Shiva that's in the star. We tried to figure out what the lundus was. Okay, Bumayu Kimta. So the Gemara asks, what did you just establish? Mayu Kimta Karevi. You just said that the Tanakama. We had the Tanakama Rav Nosson, and we just said that our Tanakama holds like Rebbe, which says that Osios are Niknos b'Mesira alone. All you need is Mesira. You don't need Mashicha. Mashicha won't work, right? Mashicha and Hagbah don't work for what we explained before, and you don't need a Ksiva. You just need Mesira, right? But if that's the case, then I have a Kasha on Rebbe, right? Because he says, because Svina Nami Tikni b'Mesira. If Rebbe holds like our right, if the Tanakama is like Rebbe, our Tanakama said that what? That Svina is b'Meshicha and Osios b'Mesira. And we're establishing that Rebbe holds like the Tanakama. But then that means Rebbe holds like the Tanakama when it comes to Svina also. So Svina is by Meshicha. You have to draw the Meshicha. But that's a Stira, because we're going to say, according to Rebbe, Svina should also be Nikne b'Mesira. The Tanya, we have a Brisa that says, Svina Niknes b'Mesira Dibri Rebbe. Rebbe says a boat can be bought by Mesira, handing it over. You don't need Mashicha. We understand how it's set up. We set up that the Tanakama, that the Brisa, is Rebbe. The Tanakama, the Brisa says that a Svina is b'Mashicha. But Rebbe holds a Svina is b'Mesira. So how are you setting up the Tanakama like Rebbe? Right, the Tanya, Svina nicknames b'Mesira, Dibri Rebbe. The Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say, Lo kana atche yimshuchena, o atche yiskors makoma. The Chachamim say, no, that by a boat, you have to do, either you do Mashicha, or you can be koneh with a kinyan chatzer. Meaning if the boat is in your rishus, I koneh the chatzer, and then I'm koneh the svina.
So Mesira in the boat is just giving over the ropes.
Yeah.
Is a Mesira, let's say, if you want for a field, I have a field that's locked, but I give him a key.
I don't think, we say by...
We don't. That's not how we usually do it.
Right. It's only by metalton you can do these things. By karkos, it's kesef, shtar, and chazaka. That's what works by karkos. to hand over the key is not. We had the Gemara's talked about last parak. Handing over the key is not a. It's not a. Not a maisa bialis.
Right, but the key's all by itself is all problem.
Right, it's not a bialis. It's not an act of bialis when it comes to the karka. But when it comes to the metallic limb, you need some sort of symbolic transfer of ownership. So if I pull it, that's why mashicha doesn't work in rishus. In I can't do mashicha in your rishus. If let's say I want to buy the cow that's in your rishus, I do mashicha, it doesn't work because I'm drawing it to my rishus. I'm still in your rishus. So you have to be. You can either do it in a rishus. We'll get to it in a second. In a rishus doesn't belong to both of them, or you rent the land around it and you call it the king of chatzar. You buy. I think we're talking about in water here because it's if it's land, it could be like you can maybe use Masira. It's like impossible to do it. So again, that goes into what the takana of Masira was. Is Masira just we're talking about a Sfina? A Sfina is a ship. Yeah, that's what the definition of a Sfina is. What does he say in the article about a Sfina?
No, but man,
it's a ship. Big, yeah. Depends. If you're holding that the concept of Masira is just only where Mashiach is not probable, not you can't do it, so then if you can both do it, you can do it. So then it's on wheels. Look at the situation. If it's on wheels, then you can pull it. But the question is, if it's on wheels, is meaning it's on a... You don't have to ask the postkim how that works. We're talking about a Sfina in the water.
So that's why the Masira has to be with something else. Because by itself, it's too weak of a...
Right, but then why by shtaros is Masira too weak? They need another star. But when it comes to a behemah god, they only mention Masira by the Svina and the behemah gasa. So let's just leave those two.
It's something where Mashiach is not practical.
Okay, but Mashiach is practical when it comes to the osios. Oh, then we go back onto the Rashbam.
Right. Back on the same thing.
All right, I told you it's a very heavy.
Yeah.
Nachum would be proud of this plot. This is a good plot.
Not within the scope of.
Okay. So the question now was: we just established that Rebbe's like the Tanna Kamma, who holds that Sfina is by Sfina is needs Mashiach, but we have the famous statement of Rebbe that says Sfina is Masira. It can be accomplished via Sfina. So Gemara says, Lo Kasha, it's not a question. Why? It depends on where we are. Lo Kasha, Kan versus Harabim, Kan Bisimta. It depends on where the boat is situated. Which is a Rabbim or Simta. We're going to read the Rashbam. So, Lo Kasha, right? The third word, Rashbam, on the second line at the end. Lo Kasha. Hada Amar Rebbe Sfina B'Masira, where Rebbe says that a ship can only be purchased via Kinyan Masira. Hayna Rosh Hashanah. That's in Rosh Hashanah. You're going Rokak Mayim Shabbos Hashanah. You know, like on the river, where it's in the EF Shabbat Mashiach. Because you can't do Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah. The ain mashicha elikisha mosech l'rishuso. You can only do mashicha when you pull it into your rishus. Kigalon chachas al shneim obasimta kukaman or in a simta, which we'll see later on. It doesn't belong to either of them. That's where mashicha can work. The kevan to eat efshar b'mashicha, since it's impossible to do mashicha, so then kanele b'mesira. Then mesira comes in. The high deka amar tanakama the Rav Nosson the high no Rebbe Sfina b'mashicha and the other brisa which the tanakama we said was like Rebbe who says that Sfina is b'mashicha that's high no b'simta that's in a simta kigom mivoos ketanim hapsucha moshes harab. You have these canals, I guess. I don't know if you go in Long Island, you have these canals that come in and people park their boats in there. What? The inlets.
They belong to you.
They don't belong to nobody. They're not rishus harabim. They belong to. They're not rishus harabim. Because there's anybody rishus, right? To read, right? That's a simta. Kigom mavoos ketan epsuchos rishus rabim the yesh behen mayim and there's water the svina omedesham and the svina's there the kevon the ain rishus rabim rishus rabim mamish it's not real rishus rabim elo the zimnin the dochi b'nei rishus rabim ba'ayil hasam people only go there if there's no room in the rishus rabim they go there the yesh rishus la'adam l'shevesham and anybody can just sit there harehu b'rishus kol misha omedesham whoever's there it's their rishus. Right? Liknos b'mashicha kihilu reshuso. It becomes your reshus for kinyan mashicha. So I guess the buyer has to get there first. Right? Harehu b'reshus kol misha omed sham liknos b'mashicha kihilu reshuso. So became on the efshar b'mashicha. And once now you can do mashicha, lab orcha the simta b'mashira v'lo liknem b'mashira. Then you can no longer do mashira. See, the Rashbam is clear that mashicha is the uber kinyan, and mashira is mashicha light. If you can't do mashicha, then we can have mashira. But once you can do Mashiach, no way can you do Masira according to the Rashbam. Right. Umishim Hachi Ka'amar, it depends on how you learn what Masira is. And that's why it said that a Sfina is b'meshicha and Osios are b'mesira. The mashma aval b'Sfina lo mikne b'mesira. But a Sfina cannot be bought b'mesira. The haiki orchei b'haiki orchei. Rishus harab b'mesira b'sipta meshicha kenir b'einai. Depends on where you are. That's the difference. It depends on where you are. Tosvos brings Rabbi Tam, who completely disagrees. Look at Tosvos on the other, on Amun Aleph by Sfina. He says, we'll just read the beginning. Basically, the Tosos is set up like this. Brings the sheet of Tosos, Rashbam, brings the sheet of the Rebbeinu Tam, asks a bunch of questions on Rashbam, and then, because his sheet, then they ask like five questions on Rebbeinu Tam, and he answers them. The Re asks five questions. But he says, Svina Niknes Mesira. So he says, a boat is Niknes Mesira. The Samach Moki Lover Shus Harabim. We're going to say that Svina is only by Mesira and Meshus Harabim, where you can't do Meshicha. Upei Rosh Rebbeinu Shmuel, which is the Rashbam, the Mesira Koner Rishus Harabim, Rishum the low Epsher Hasam Meshicha. Because you can't do Meshicha there. Aval Basimta, but by Simta, the Shaycha Meshicha, low Koner Mesira. Mesira is not going to be Koner. Why? So Kinyan Garua. He says clear as day that Mesira is a weaker Kinyan. The only time that the Chachamim allowed Mesira is when Meshicha is not possible. I guess Meshicha is not possible either because it's Rishus Harabim, or maybe because this boat is, whatever that thing is, it's too huge, right? You can't pull it. Then Mesira works. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, "V'kashal Rabbeinu Tam, the ki meshicha u'mesira mitzvos hein? Are these mitzvos that you have to do mitzvah min amuvkar? Right? The ki mitzvos hein she'ein lasos ela min amuvkar. You have to do the best one. You have to do a hider mitzvah. You have to do the best meshicha. We're talking about the chachamim made a takana. There's a kinyan meshicha, there's a kinyan mesira. Whichever one you do, as long as you have the das. Why does it make a difference one or the other? So right? So if you look further down, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. About 12, 13 lines down, the fourth row on the page, it says Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. He says Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the Mesira Adifa mi Meshicha. He says Mesira is better than Meshicha. He turns the whole sugi on his head. Mesira is a better kinyan. Mishum de Mesira miyad liyad ubefunov. The kani v'rshus harab mikoshkim esimta. He says because he holds, remember we said before, it's my focus how Mesira works. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Mesira has to be my hand to your hand. It can't just be you take the reins. I have to hand it over to you. And it has to be a tzivoy habal, he says. Right? It has to be befun of. You can't do mesira if the previous owner is not there. Therefore, it shows, if for whatever reason, it shows a stronger transfer of bilus. Therefore, that's why mesira works in Rishus HaRabim. And of course mesira works in the simta. Rashbam says mesira can't work in the simta because Meshicha works there. Rabbi Tam says, no, mesira is better. It works in Rishus HaRabim and culture can't works in the simta. It's a better... You have to understand Masbir, what the machlokas, right, all the Rishonim and Rebbeinu Tam is. So I think you have to figure out what actually I have an article here by an old chavrus of mine named Hananel Herbsman. He actually now is a kashrus director at OU, but he was Reparis's chavrus for like 4 or 5 years. He wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak a couple years ago. He says the machlokas may be what's the kind of Mesira? Do we say the kind of Mesira is just in situations where you can't do Mesira, you do Mesira? Meaning it's Mesira like. So really, because what's Meshicha? Meshicha is I'm drawing it into my Rishus. If I can't draw it into my Rishus by Meshicha, I'll draw it into my Rishus via Mesira. But if I can show better Bailus, meaning Meshicha, then I have to do Meshicha. Because it's just a symbolic act of me bringing it into my Rishus. Meshicha is, I pull it all the way into my Rishus. Mesira, I just give it to you. That's not as strong as showing a Bailus. Then he says, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's a complete different understanding of Mesira, based on the fact that it says, Miyad Liyad, Kinyan Mesira is not that I'm drawing into my Rishus. Kinyan Mesira means that the owner is symbolically transferring the item into my Rishus. It's a symbolic transfer, so who cares? It's nothing to do with Mesira. It's a new Kinyan. It's a new Kinyan of Mesira, Miyad Liyad, and he thinks that Kinyan is stronger. That's how Rabbi Herbsman explains the Machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. Okay. It depends where the body of water is. Is it Rishus HaRabim or Simta? If I have Rishus HaRabim in my property, it's my property. I don't know about the 600,000 people. This has to mean a lot of people working there. A lot of people are there. And right around by the water. People can go there all the time. It's a dock they had a lot of people. The 600,000 people is a Shabbos din. Rishus HaRabim is where a lot of people go to. If they have a dock that's constantly used... It's the same thing because the people are in the water. We're doing the water in the boat, but they're constantly going into the water there.
The water has different status. They don't need the same status as the Rishus HaRabim in the public.
The way the Rashbam works out is that where a lot of people go there, Zimnin the Dachim and Emeshes Rabim. But when it comes to the water, well, Emeshes Rabim always go there. Every time you're on, if you're in a society where people you always go into the history trying to figure it out. But if you're in a society where it's constantly going on the ships to go travel and to do commerce, then they're constantly going into that water over there. That's Emeshes Rabim. In the inlets and in the canals, it's a symptom because they're not constantly going there. They only go there when they need to. Okay, so now the Gemara said we just established that one Bryce is talking about Rosh Hashanah and one Bryce is talking about a Simta. So B'mayu came to Lahabas Raisa. What did you say the last Bryce is? We said the second Bryce is a Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, when the Sfina is a Rosh Hashanah, that's why Mesira works according to Rebbe. Right? Either Mesira also works according to Rebbe Yotam, or only Mesira works according to the Rashbam. So Ema Seifa, but look at the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Again, we're dealing with Rosh Hashanah. The Seifa says, V'chachamim omrim lo kana achiyim shechena, o achi yiskarash makoma. So Gemara says, the Iber Shusarabim, if we were Shusarabim, what does it mean, Achi Yiskor? Miman Ogir, who are you renting this from? Who owns the property? It's your Shusarabim. What do you mean you're renting it? And the Ode, and the Sue, and more so, Meshicha versus Shusarabim, Mikanya. No one holds Meshicha works in Rosh Shusarabim. Rashbam just explained, Meshicha doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. Mesira works in Rosh Hashanah, but Meshicha doesn't. So what's the if you're saying this is Rosh Hashanah, what are the Chachamim talking about? Right? So, Mesu Meshicha, Rosh Hashanah, Mikanya, Vaha, Abaye, Berabba, the Amrit Abayu, Abaye and Rabba both says, Mesira, Kona, Rosh Hashanah, a Mesira's works by Rosh Hashanah, Ubechacha, She'enish, on Shneim. And the Chacha doesn't belong to either of them. Because if you're in Rosh Hashanah, Mesira works in a place where the land doesn't belong to anybody. Either it's just a rabbim or some dead zone out in the middle of nowhere that doesn't belong to either of them. But Meshicha's kone b'simta u'b'chatzah shel yishol shneim. But Meshicha's going to work in a simta. I don't know, and a chatzah that belongs to both of them. Maybe they're shutvin. It belongs to both of them. But Hagbah kone b'chot makom. And Hagbah, you see here, Hagbah is the best one. Hagbah is kone in every place. So how is it possible to tell me that the Chumash say the Atiyim Shechena? We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Meshicha doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. Right? So the Gemara answers, what does it mean? Reinterpret, what does it mean? Atiyim Shechena? My Atiyim Shechena? Nami Amar, what does that mean? Umay Atiyim Yiskor Es Mekoma the Kamar, what does that mean? Hachika Amar. Atiyim Shechena Me Rosh Hashanah L'Simta. No. You can't be Konit until you pull it into from the Rosh Hashanah into the Simta, and there you do the Kinyan. That's not partial in the words, but that's what the Gemara says. The Imrish Shus Bailim He, right? And if we're talking about that the item is in the Rishus of the owner, then Lo Kona Achi Yiskor Es Mekoma. Then you have to rent the area Mekona with a Kinyan Chatzar. But the Chachamim agree that Meshicha doesn't work in the Rishus Harabim. We're still talking about Rishus Harabim. Rabbi says you have to do, it's a Mesir in Rishus Harabim. When the Chachamim say Meshicha works, that means Meshicha you have to do is you have to pull it from the Rishus Harabim into the Simto and then do the Kinyan. And if it's in the Rishus of the Bailim, then you have to Yiskor Mekoma. You have to rent the area and Mekona via a Kinyan Chatzar. Okay, so that's so.
Actually, if you take it from Surabim to Simta, obviously it's more than the Tefach.
No, you're not making the Kinyan by drawing it from the Rosh Hashanah to the Simta. First, you have to bring it to the Simta, then you do the Kinyan when you're in the Simta. And whatever that machlokas is, Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Kinyan you do there. And when it comes to renting the spot, you're not doing a Kinyan Mashiach anymore. Now you're doing a Kinyan Chatzar. You don't have to draw it at all. You don't have to pull it at all when you rent it. If I'm renting it, I have a Kinyan Chatzar, then I'm calling it whatever's inside the Chatzar without pulling it. No, the Gemara said, if it's Rishus Bailim, then you're Lokana Achi Yiskor Mekoma. Rishus Bailim is not a simple, it's owned by somebody. Okay, so now, Lema Abaye and Rabba, the Amri Karebi, are we now going to say that Abaye and Rabba hold like Rebbe? That Abaye and Rabba hold like Rebbe? Meaning, Abaye and Rabba just said that Mesira is Konib Rishus Harabim. Okay? But the Chachamim say that Mesira doesn't work in the Rosh Hashanah, you have to first pull it into the Simta, and then do the Kinyan over there. So Abaye and Rebbe are not holding like the Rabbim, they're holding like the individual, like Rebbe. How can that be? It seems from this Brisa, that it's only Rebbe who says that Mesira works in the Rosh Hashanah. But the way we answer it up, then the Chacham says it doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah, you have to pull it into the Rosh Hashanah to do the Kinyan. Right, you see that? Look at Rashbam. Rashbam says it's towards the middle of the wider lines. Lema vayber rabbi d'amik rabbi the amr spina nicknames b'mersira b'shus harabim the lab karabanan not like rabanan the ilu rabanan less lehu mersira b'kona b'shus harabim they don't hold mersira works b'shus harabim the mishum hachi amri lo kana achi yim shechena. We never saw the shita before, but basically the inference is that you're not kona achi yim shechena b'shus harabim l'simta the hechi shavki rabanan b'amik rabbi. How did rabbi and rabbi leave the rabanan and hold like rabbi? So Rav Ashi answers no. Vasha answers the Amr Lay. What we're talking about a case. The case is where the Moker tells the Lokeach, "Leik Chazik Ukni, go and grab the spina and be kona it." And the guy went and he grabbed it on Tzivui Hamocher, on the Tzivui Hamocher. So Hachinami that the Rabbanim would agree that Mesiva would work. When did Chachamim have a problem that Mesiva really Chachamim do hold that Mesiva works by for the boat in the Rishus Rabin? When do they have a problem? Hakav Mayaskinon, what's the Yukimta? The Amr Lay, the Mocher says, Lokeach, Leich Mishochukni. Go and do Mashicha and be Koneit. So no one says you can do the Mashicha in Moshe's Rabbin. So what does he mean when he says Leich Mishochukni? So Marsabak Veta, the Chachorim say he's Makbid. A Makbid that you had to do a Kenyan Mashicha. If you want to do a Kenyan Mashicha, you can't do it in the Moshe's Rabbin. Go pull into the Simta and then do the Kenyan Mashicha. But Marsavar, but Rebbe holds no, Mara Makamulo. He's not telling him that Dafka, you have to do a Kenyan Mashicha. Go pull the boat. The boat's over there. He's just telling him where the boat is. And then affect the Kenyan by what Kenyan can work in this area. So everyone agrees that Mesira works. The only problem is over here is whether he's telling him he has the Daska or the Mesira. If I say Lech Meshoch, Chacham say, wait, I'm worried now. Maybe he wants him to effectuate the Kenyan with a Kenyan Mashicha. Kenyan Mashicha can't do the Rosh Hashanah, therefore pull into the Simta and then do the Kenyan Mashicha. The Rebbe says, what are you talking about? We're still talking about the Kenyan Mashicha. We're just pointing out the area where the boat is. Go over there and make the Kenyan. Okay? So the Rishonim now ask. What's going on here? The guy says, according to Chachamim, he says, Leich Meshoch, which means he's Machbid on Mashicha. So then why? He can Machbid on Mashicha. So then why can he be the Lokeach Bikone, right? By being socher the makom, right? The Chum said there's one or two fashions, two ways. Either you do mashicha, or if it happens to be in the owner's area, you can rent the makom. But he says, wait, he just said leich. We established the bright. He's talking about where he says leich mashoch. That means he's makbid on mashicha. So let's what would be the case? The thing is in my rishus. I say leich mashoch. Chum says he's makbid on mashicha. So he should have to draw to a place where he can do mashicha. How does renting the rishus work? He's being, the Chacham is saying, he's Makbid on Mashicha. What's going on? I'll rent that's the Kimta of the Braisa. What's going on? That now you say, oh, but he can also rent the area and be coined by Kinyan Chatzir. He said Mashicha. He wanted him to do Mashicha. You need a Das to do it. If he doesn't have the right Das, there's no Kinyan. So he says, why does that work? So, according to Rashi, that Mesira is a Kinyan Garua, and Mashicha is a good Kinyan, so maybe you can say, when he says Mashicha, he only means I want you to do a valid, strong Kinyan. I don't want you to use the weak Kenyan Mesira. So Kenyan Chatzah is a strong Kenyan. So as long as you do Mashicha, Kenyan Chatzah, that would work. But according to the Rebbe of Tam, that Mesira is also a very strong Kenyan. What's going on here in this Braisa? How does renting this place work if the guy was Makbid that you do Mesira? So Tosfos in the Ramas HaSpino before says that maybe the Shechiras of the Chatzah is like a Mashicha somehow. I don't know how that works. They said that maybe by renting the space, it's Mashicha, because what's the purpose of Mashicha? It's pulling it into your Rishus. If you make it your Rishus, then you put the item into your Rishus, it has the same effect. Pulling it into, like, the Chatzir and the Mashicha basically work via the same oneness that it pulls into your Rishus. I think the question is pretty strong on, it's one of the questions that Tosfos asks on Rebbe Natan.
Why is Mesira
not effective in
the Simta? Mesira is not effective in the Simta. Rebbe and Rabban both agree Mesira is not effective in the Simta.
Mesira is not effective in the Simta. That's not what we said. The Rashbam said completely the opposite. Right? The Rashbam said when the Rashbam says Mesira is not effective in the Simta. Exactly, because you can do Mashicha there. According to Rashbam, he probably not doing the Rebbe time. According to Rashbam, that Mesira is a Kinyan Garua, so if you have the ability to do Mashicha, you can't do Mesira. In the Simta, since you can do Mashicha, you can't do Mesira. Right? Don't worry, the article knows what he's talking about. Okay, let's move to get to the end of the Amid. So, the Gemara says, now the Gemara is talking about selling the shtaros. Back to selling the shtar chov. So Amar Rav Papa says, Hai mandim mizabim leishtar lechavrei. If I'm selling you my shtar chov, right? Menachem owes me $100. I'm selling it to you. Now Menachem's going to owe you the $100. Hai mandim mizabim leishtar lechavrei. The Rav has a yurtzeit shir, Osios Nicholas Mesira. The story is that he always used to do, you know, Orchaim topics. One year he decided to do a real Chosha Mishpat topic and people didn't necessarily understand, so he went back to, it's in the Shir Lezecha Abamari, the last one of Volume 1 is Osios Nicholas from Mesira. Amar Papa, Hai Mandim Zabin Lishtar Lechavrei, Tzorech Lemichtav Le, you have to write in it, Kinehu, because Shibuda Debay. That's what you have to write. You have to buy it, and you're actually buying all the Shibudim in it. The major machlokas we show in them also, this Kinyan Shtaros, the Araisa de Rabbanon. The Rif holds it's the Rabbanon, and that's why even if I the halacha is even if I sell you this if I sell the star to you Mati, I can still be mochel l'chov. So according to Rif, because it's a kinyan de Rabbanon, and it only I kept that rishus. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the kinyan is a kinyan de Araisa. Aye, how could I be mochel l'chov? So there's a famous Rabbeinu Tam that the two shibudim, there's a shibud l'guf and a shibud l'chasim, and I can sell the shibud l'chasim, but I never sell the shibud l'guf, but the other way around, and that's why I can be mochel it. But what do you have to write when you sell it? He says you have to write kinehu v'kol shibud l'bei. Sell it and all the shibudim in it. So Amar Rav Ashi, Amritu l'shamat l'kamid Rav Kahana. I said this in front of Rav Kahana, but Amrit Lei, and he said, yeah, you're right. Time of the kosev lehachi. Well, he asked, what do you mean? Time of the kosev lehachi alohachi lo kani. If you didn't write this, you're not calling the shtar. The kilot soral pitz du chasa hutzarech. What are you talking about? How much did he pay for this? He's buying this just what is it, a bottle stopper? He's buying it because he wants to for it. So he goes, no, but Amar Lei in letzor v'letzor. Yeah, maybe he was just buying it. If you don't have this lashon in here, you're right. You're buying it. He's only buying the tzorah pitz duchaso. We have to understand enough time. You have to go, what's the havamina? What's the maskana? So we show him the mask. Well, what's going on here? Why don't you just say, you have to write this in. If it's $1,000 in the star, and I paid $750 for it, I paid $750 for it to put it as a bottle opener, it's enough. $750 shows that I bought it for. So he says, right. So maybe in Echnami, if you paid $750 and you didn't have this lashon in there, maybe it's mechuchas bottle because it wasn't, there was no, because it was on earth. That's what some say. We say that. So you have to have, the halacha is that you have to have, has a kanihu v'shibuda debay. Alright, I'll stop here. Tomorrow's not such a long day, but it also has a lot of yisodos. Have a good day.